Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Even though you make payroll every Friday, you don't have a guaranteed paycheck. You're a small business owner, and you eat what you kill.
We're back. It's 13 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. I'm very excited about our guest this hour and someone I've gotten to know, and I'm looking forward to introducing him to you. His name is Jay Nally, and Jay has been with IBM since 1985. He's held a number of positions, but right now he is Vice President of IBM Small Business Division. Jay Nally, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jim. I'm delighted to be with you today.
It's good to have you with us. This is kind of a big week for you guys, isn't it?
It sure is.
Way back in 1981, folks, IBM was thinking maybe the small business market might need a little technological help. Breaking every rule, I found this out, breaking every rule in the IBM book, one former IBM executive said, the IBM PC was conceived and delivered in 1 year. That was a record for a lot of projects, Jay, and on the 20th anniversary of arguably one of the most significant devices ever created, the IBM PC. Jay Nally, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much, Jim. It is it's an exciting time. It was back then, and I don't think anyone could have ever forecasted how important that little device was and what it has become today in terms of the access and the information and the tool that it has become for many, many people, businesses as well.
It's interesting that you say, it's very interesting you say that you didn't think anybody could have predicted. Well, you guys didn't predict it. In fact, in my research, I found out that you guys thought you would sell maybe a quarter of a million, maybe 250,000 over a five-year period. But I guess you found out what small business owners will do with a little technology with some of the new toys, because in that year, 1982, you sold 200,000 IBM PCs, and the next year, you sold 850,000.
That's right. It's interesting, and especially as small businesses, because of the closeness that they have, whether it's through their Rotary Club, where they see themselves or their neighbor or their competitor. You know, once one finds an advantage or finds some fun with it, it clearly takes off and it spreads like wildfire.
Well, it's just amazing what has happened, and that's what we're going to talk about during the hour. Some of the things that we've accomplished over the last 20 years, and in terms of technology and the part that the PC played in that. Before we do, here's a couple of more things that I think is interesting. The first IBM PC, Jay, as you know, sold for a little over $1,500, and that was just for the processors and the keyboard. And as they say, even today, the monitor is sold separately. Now, talk about good deflation. You can buy a pretty darn features-rich PC today for that kind of money, can't you?
You sure can.
About that.
The price point has changed, but you clearly can get a lot more today in terms of function. And it's interesting. I was reading somewhere that Rolls-Royce today, if the pricing had held like the PC pricing in terms of the function and performance coming down,
uh-huh.
Rolls-Royce would cost about $2.75 today.
That's an interesting statistic. I didn't have that one. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, one of my Brain Trust members is a guy named Gary Schilling. He's written a book called Deflation, and he talks about good deflation and bad deflation. Bad deflation is when your house depreciates. Good deflation is what we're seeing in technology. I mean, my first cell phone had almost no features except if it was a phone. You know, they had to bolt it to the car, and it cost me $500. The last one that I bought would play games and music and remember dozens of phone numbers, and it cost $50. And the same thing is true with a lot of technology. And isn't that, I mean, when you think about that, how good deflation has had an impact on technology, it's easy to see how our economy has had a growth period that coincides with the history of the PC.
I agree. It's enabled so many businesses to become so much more productive, and to enable the growth and expansion into markets and to different customers, and you can clearly see, you know, those advantages clearly drive an economy to a much greater level.
Yeah, no question about it. Let's back in just to get back into a little more nostalgia, Jay. The first PCs were shipped with 16 kilobytes of memory. Folks, most of today's PCs come standard with at least 32 megabytes, not kilobytes, megabytes of RAM. We've come a long way, and I don't know what the speed of that processor was back then. Jay, to you, it was probably like one bit or something like that.
Well, I don't know, but I remember buying my first computer and it being top of the line and pretty fast at that time, and I don't think it was moving anywhere near the speeds today. And I'm sure there's a number of folks in the audience will probably remember buying their first computer today and really seeing the differences from back then.
Oh, I remember. I certainly do. And you know what? I thought it was magic. And now I wouldn't plug that one up. You know, it's a fern stand or something, you know. Okay. You can't talk about the IBM PC, Jay, without also mentioning all of the clones that popped up. Did IBM, I've got to ask you this, did IBM ever regret allowing cloning of the technology?
Well, I'm not sure it was, it's a matter of regret. I mean, clearly when you're a market leader and a technology leader like we were and continue to be, it's very important to know that others are going to want to follow. And it has spawned clearly a lot of growth and opportunities for others to be in the market.
Exactly. And I want to pick up back up on that when we come back. And I've got several other questions for you. And I know you've got some things you want to say. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Jay Nally. He's Vice President of IBM Small Business Division. It's 19 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. 866-222-2368 is the phone number if you have a question or a comment. Jay Nally is our guest. He's Vice President of IBM Small Business Division. Jay, one of the things that I found out about the IBM PC when I was doing a little research is that one of the original features of the IBM PC was expandability. And it seems, from what I can tell, that capability made the PC a big hit with programmers. And
well,
go ahead.
No, I agree. And I think more than just programmers. I mean, the ability for you to make an investment and be able to continue to add and adapt and change as time moved on was very important, continues to be very important. But I think you're right. Programming community allowed it to really be a rallying point and allowed them to just go off in directions, especially as they built programs and devised programs and things like that, became a really strong growth point.
Well, the PC became the platform, the expandable platform, around which they could the programmers and the developers could develop some really cool stuff to do on a PC.
Yeah. Yeah, so a lot of new games, but a lot of new productivity tools and a lot of new applications that just came out of nowhere, and it was really interesting to see that. And you know, I'm sure you recall as well, being able to find those things in all kinds of different places. And I remember getting a lot of diskettes in the mail, and you know, try this, test this, and I think that really spurned a lot of creativity.
Well, no question about it, and you know, when I think about all of the things that small business owners have been able to accomplish, when I think about being able to, for a small business owner to be able to do so many different assignments on their computer, on one box, and one person basically with all the different hardware and software capability to be able to take one box basically and be five different professionals. It's just amazing, and it's no wonder that we've enjoyed the kind of productivity that we have.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think it really became a tool, and I'm sure that many small businesses really use the tool to start out and doing some very simple things like accounting and word processing.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly that box has enabled them to reach out and start learning and using the web and start transforming how they do business with their customers. So
right.
to take it from a simple tool that allows you to maybe prepare a payroll or to track inventory on a simple spreadsheet to one that now says we can interact business through the use of it really is a dynamic change.
No question about it. One of the things that I know that you guys have identified and are focusing on at IBM, Gary's coming up. Jay, one of the things that I know you guys have focused on, Jay, is the immenseness of the small business community. It's huge, and there's so much out there. There's so many of us out here who need help. We need the resources, and you guys are focusing on that now, aren't you?
More than ever. I think you made the most appropriate point there in saying that it is it's immense marketplace, and it's an immense area that I know requires information and access and assistance all the time, and that's what we're trying to do. I mean, we know that we can't solve all the needs, but we know we can be a very, very good partner, and we know that our strength is in some of our technology and some of our software and clearly some of the services we provide. But we're also trying to do other things and provide some, information and content and clearly advice where it's needed so that, small business can count on us for many parts of helping them grow and helping them become a mature business. And clearly those that are growing very fast, we'd like to help them as well.
Well, that's the exciting part to me about technology, and one of the things that we talked about a minute ago, Jay, was expandability. Well, expandability has a big brother, and that's scalability, and that's something you were talking about growing companies. That's one of the things that really gets small business owners excited when they can hook up with a technology company that has the scalability that has the ability to scale them up on an incremental basis, and that's really been a big help to small business owners, hasn't it?
It sure has. I mean, the investments that need to be made and the cost of doing that, whether it's the changes of the business or the training or the actual decisions that need to be made on how you're going to use technology to help the business. And one of the most important decisions that you can make is, how is this technology going to help me grow? And clearly, that's one of the areas that we've always focused on, regardless of customer size, is how do we help an opportunity grow, whether it's through the technology or, as I mentioned before, through services and mm-hmm. clearly some of the solutions that we have entered into partnerships with companies to help grow the business or help enable the growth, and I think that's a very, very important aspect of what we do.
Jay, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, folks, one of Jay's customers, Gary Solomon, who's the president and the founder of a company called Fast Signs International Incorporated, is going to join us, and he's going to help us celebrate the 20th anniversary of the IBM PC, and that's coming up right after these messages. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there.
Oh. We're back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. My website is www.jbsba.com. When you get a chance, check it out. Be sure to sign up for my newsletter. Be sure to listen to the archives and read articles. And you can do your own business plan for my site for free. You can also find out more about my new book, Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas. And it's coming off the press any day now. Jay Nally is our guest. He is Vice President of IBM Small Business Division. And Jay is going to be my co-host this segment because we're going to introduce you to somebody who's an IBM customer. His name is Gary Solomon, And Gary is the president and founder of Fast Science International, Incorporated. Gary, welcome to the show. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. I got you. Thanks for joining us. Say hello to Jay Nelly.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Gary. Nice to talk to you again.
Gary, you tell us a little, before we go any further, let's tell us a little bit about your company, Fast Signs International.
Sure. We are a chain of retail sign franchise shops, and our postulate, our slogan is Sign and Graphic Solutions Made Simple. And what that means is what we specialize in are signs and graphics of any shape, size, or color, trade show graphics, point of purchase display signage, banners, vehicle lettering, window graphics, magnetic signs, you name it. Our postulate is really to turn it around quickly and the quality, meet the quality expectations that you have, and just to make it simple for the business person.
Jay, Gary's business has just grown tremendously. He's just been so successful. And one of the ways he's done that is by putting together some good partners, and IBM is one of those partners, aren't you?
That's correct.
Yeah. Jay, what you got any questions for Gary?
Well, I know that you know, Gary's business is just doing wonderfully well, and Gary, I know that you've spent some time selecting a partner. And what is the stability of having an IBM company? How does that play in decisions you make?
Well, one thing that is very apparent is that when you're dealing with systems that are going to be supporting well over 440 stores plus the 85 employees that we have at our corporate facility, you want to make sure that there's no downtime. And while no system is completely 100% pure at every given time, IBM has been tremendous, not only on the support, but also on the ability to advise us moving forward in the future. And our IT folks have had no problems whatsoever with the IBM servers, as well as the service that they've gotten from their IBM partners. So it's been a good decision.
What about scalability, Gary? It seems to me that a company like yours, where you know in any given month you may put on one new franchisee or maybe 100 new franchisees, scalability has got to be a critical component of your operation, hasn't it?
Absolutely, and we've grown. We've grown in leaps and bounds over the years, and we've also put a lot more, placed a lot more burden on our technological resources, and IBM has been behind us the entire time. We went from one server about 3 years ago to having 16 now.
Wow.
And between our intranet needs, which is what we call Fast Signs Online, as well as our wide area network issues, as well as the IBM, as well as the IBM aspects of being able to help coordinate and integrate everything in a manner that they've pretty much educated us along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there aren't many technology companies that can truly bring you along that way.
Jay,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Jay.
Gary, where do you see the some of the new technologies in the internet and the web continue to help your business grow?
Well, we're doing a lot more integration with our customers directly to be able to use our FTP site and to be able to for us to be able to pull their graphics off of our FTP site to be able to provide the sign and graphic solutions quicker and simpler for them. And we now house our servers off-site in a 7/24 facility, but it's still all of our equipment. And honestly, I can tell you that if we didn't have the scalability and the reliability of IBM behind us, I don't think we would have been able to have accomplished this in such a short amount of time.
Jay, one of the things that I heard Gary talk about a minute ago was his wide area network, the networking aspect of small business is really growing significantly, isn't it?
Oh, it sure has. I mean, the ability for the communications and the reach, you know, almost anywhere to anybody really helps a local company grow into a regional company to a national company, and clearly as Gary's business has grown into an international powerhouse.
Mm-hmm. Guys, we've got to take a quick break. Gary, can you hang on with us for just a couple more minutes?
Sure.
Okay. Stand by, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jay Nelly and Gary Solomon. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Jay Nally is my guest and co-host for the moment. He's Vice President of IBM Small Business Division. And also we're talking to one of Jay's customers, Gary Solomon, who's President and Founder of Fast Times International. And Gary, give us your website, please.
www.fastsigns.com.
Fast Signs, just like it sounds.
Yep.
.com. And what will we find when we get there, Gary?
Well, you'll get a tremendous amount of information if you choose on sign and graphics and where to use what and how to use what.
Okay.
And you'll also have direct access to each of our 445 store websites to be able to work directly with them and find out where they're located as well.
In 6 countries and 45 states?
Correct.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Can they find out about how to be a franchisee there?
That too.
Get all the good stuff there, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know you've got to go. I know you can't stay long, and Jay's going to have a question and comment for you in just a second. But, Gary, talk to my small business audience a little bit about, you know, you guys are rocking and rolling. You're almost not a small business anymore, but there are people out there who are where you were 10, 15 years ago. Talk to them about how technology made a difference for you.
Well, technology has made a huge difference in a lot of areas. I mean, it's almost too much depth to even cover in this program, but the biggest area has really been the ability to create tight-knit communication amongst our franchisees on a moment-by-moment basis, as well as with our customers.
Mm-hmm.
From the intranet standpoint, there is constant dialogue taking place on what I would call a billboard system within the context of our network to be able to share information to better the business from corporate to the franchisee, but also amongst the franchisees. They can
mm-hmm.
speak to each other in a very, very efficient fashion to be able to share information amongst the group. And I think that's provided an ancillary level of support to the franchise system that typically goes beyond what just a franchisor can deliver to a franchisee.
Right.
The other side of it is us to be able to communicate and integrate with our customer on a moment-by-moment basis. Each one of our stores has its own website within our existing website, and they are able to communicate with their customers at a level that, you know, years ago wouldn't have been even close to possible. So we're able to make doing business with our customers that much more efficient, and also to be able to have the ability of what a lot of internet companies have not been able to do. We're able to keep a closer relationship with our customer and not create a product that becomes a commodity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the best of both worlds.
And that's
I will
critical.
Have to tell you that working with a good technology company like IBM has helped us get there.
Well, that's critical for small business owners to be able to create something that adds value and doesn't become a commodity. Jay, I know we've got to let Gary go in a second, but I know you probably got something that you'd like to say to him before he goes.
Absolutely. Gary, thanks for your time today, and thanks for your continued business and partnership. We look forward to continuing to help you as you grow.
Thank you very much.
Gary, I'd like to invite you to come back on the show again. I'd like to learn more about how you've accomplished all this, because I think that's an important story to tell. Will you do that sometime?
You bet.
Well, let's stay in touch, and I know you got a speech to go give. Do a good job, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot. Thanks,
bye.
Gary.
Bye,
bye,
Gary. See you later. Wow. You know, Jay, I have a lot of experts on the show, as you can imagine. Over the years, I've had hundreds and hundreds of experts. But I rarely enjoy a show more than when I talk to a real live breathing small business owner who's accomplished what somebody like Gary has accomplished.
No, it's a great story, and it's a business model that clearly technology has helped him, but as well clearly his continued vision has really helped that business become what it is today.
Jay, let's move over and talk about something else, a little bit different. At first, the personal computer provided leverage for small business owners on a more of an internal operational level. But the internet has given us a way to expand that leverage into cyberspace. Talk to us about e-commerce today, where e-commerce is today, and where you think we're going.
Well, clearly, as you say, the internet has really been the engine. I think that e-commerce becomes, what today a traditional bricks and mortar store or a service that's provided over the telephone, it becomes endless in terms of the ability for it to be transacted or transactions or services or products to be exchanged almost anywhere. I think you're going to see the continued growth there and the ability for, you know, not having to worry about having a storefront in every city, every location, but the ability to get your word out and to get the you know, information and services and products that you have available out to the greatest audience is going to be one of the biggest challenges, but as well going to be the biggest enabler because it allows that commerce to be conducted almost anywhere.
You know, Jay, one of the things that I've talked about quite a bit on this show before are the three basic kinds of websites. One is just the informational website, sort of an electronic brochure. The second one is a transactional website, which is where you can go and you can subscribe or you can find information, you can download information. And the third one is an e-commerce website. And for a long time, the e-commerce website was a little bit prohibitive for small business owners because it costs a lot of money to get into that capability. But that's not so anymore, is it?
No, it's not. And in fact, we see the same evolution, and many small businesses choose very carefully to determine where and how they're going to get in. And you're right. No longer do you have to just stop at the development of the website. We've enabled not only partnerships with people that do that type of business, but as well looking at things like customer care.
Jay, hold that thought. I want to come right back to that when we come back after these messages. We've got to sell some stuff. Stay with us. Folks, we'll be right back. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Jay Nally is our guest.
Small business owner, you're a special force in the marketplace. I consider you to be a latter-day pioneer and truly one of my heroes.
Welcome back, heroes. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. Jay Nally is our guest. He's Vice President of IBM Small Business Division. And Jay Nally, on behalf of my audience and for all that you do for me as a sponsor of my show, as your company being a sponsor of my show, I want to thank you for that. Thank you for the business.
We're delighted to be a sponsor. Jim, as you know, we consider you to be one of the outstanding experts in the area of small business, and as I mentioned earlier, that's really where we're going. We know that we don't have all the answers, and we've got to align ourselves with people like you. And let me just direct, if I can, I'd love for your audience to take a look at our website. It's ibm.com/small business. Small business is all one word.
Mm-hmm.
And in that space, you'll not only find the Small Business Advocate in the show highlighted there, but clearly lots of partnerships with some of the key people in small business, like the American Bar Association and the American Institute of CPAs and FedEx and the National Association of Realtors and others. And as well, we provide a lot of services and value there. We have a segment called Ask the Expert, where a small business can come in and ask a panel of experts any question that they have, and we'll help out with some advice and counsel. As well, tremendous amount of features and content and information to help every day. Plus a very efficient shopping mall so that if you want to buy some hardware or software or services, we have that available as well. So again, ibm.com/small business. And if you're interested as well, to sign on to a e-newsletter that we will send to you every month. It's got a lot of more information and assistance as well.
It's a dynamite letter, too, by the way. And it is an outstanding site. And, folks, if you forget to stick the small business on the end, don't worry. IBM.com, on the left, there's a little link that says small business. Hit that one, too, so you can get there either way. And if you're on my site, if you're noodling around on my site, there are plenty of opportunities to link over from my site there as well. Partnering. You know, you mentioned that word partnership, Jay. That is just a critical word for small business these days. You know, one of the things that's interesting is some of your partners are some of my partners. And you know, we actually get together and almost sort of triangulate a little bit there. And that isn't it interesting how we find people in different places? And you know, here's a company like IBM, as big as you are, to realize that you can't, you said it, you said, we know we don't have all the answers, we don't have everything that we need, we have to bring in partners. Isn't that an important lesson for small business owners?
No, it absolutely is. We know we have very good technology and very good services and very good access to good solutions. But the ability for us to partner, ability for small business to partner, helps everybody learn more every day. And I think that continuous learning is the one that allows the growth and continued success.
In the old days, I've talked about this many times on the show before, Jay, in the old days, the dominator model was the way, 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, the dominator model was the rule of the marketplace. But in today's world, even for companies as large as IBM, the partnership model is the way to go. And I'm really glad not only that you guys are doing it, but that you're saying it to small business owners, because we need to hear that. We need to hear that. Small business owners need to see companies like yours practicing the partnership model. And one last thing is we've got about a minute left, Jay, and I just want to get back into something we were talking about a minute ago about e-commerce. E-commerce is now bite size. You don't have to have a fortune. You don't have to have a huge budget to be able to apply e-commerce to your website.
No, that's true. And as I was saying, the ability for the website to be developed and then have other solutions or value add is key, and the ability to add those things like customer care and some of the other touch points to your customers, that's where it really comes together.
Mm-hmm.
And to have the ability to tie those pieces together is much more affordable, and clearly we see a lot of good success stories out there.
Well, and you guys are leading the way in that area, I know, and you've got some important announcements that you're going to be making along those lines, and I'm looking forward to helping you make those announcements. Jay Nally, Vice President of IBM Small Business, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for your sponsorship of all that we do.
Jim, thanks for your partnership. I've enjoyed the day today.
It's been a lot of fun. We'll do it again real soon.
Sounds great.
Jay Nally, ladies and gentlemen, with IBM Small Business. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, next time you're thinking about taking a risk, think about this. A ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.